There are no SNAP food benefits for millions of Americans today for the first time since the country's largest anti-hunger program began six decades ago. On Friday, two federal judges said the pause was likely to be unlawful. President Trump says he's open to keeping SNAP going despite the government shutdown, but it is not clear how or when that might happen. NPR's Jennifer Ludden joins us. Jennifer, thanks for being with us.
Hi there. Hi there.
Trump administration says there's just no money available to fund SNAP. What did both of the federal judges say about that?
Well, they said Congress has provided more than $5 billion in emergency funds, and it's for exactly this kind of situation. They rejected the administration's argument that it cannot legally use that. They said it not only can, but must. In Rhode Island, Judge John McConnell Jr. called for this to happen as soon as possible. The other judge, Indira Talwani in Boston, said officials could also tap more money from customs revenue, but she left that decision up to them. Both judges gave the administration until Monday to come back with a plan for how it will proceed.
But does this mean that people who count on this assistance might see it sometime soon?
That is a good question. And the only answer right now is we really don't know. I mean, first, will the administration appeal? Second, if they agree to only tap the contingency funds, that falls well short of SNAP's November budget, which is $9 billion. So the people would not get the full amount they qualify for. And in that case, the administration has said, you know, calculating partial payments is a logistical nightmare that could take time, especially in the middle of a shutdown. And then as for President Trump, a few hours after these rulings, he addressed them in a social media post. He said he's instructed his lawyers to clarify with the court how they can legally fund SNAP. And if they do, he said, it will be my honor to provide funding just like I did with the military and law enforcement pay.